Now we've got Saints linebacker A.J. Klein, softball player extraordinaire right now.
Not so much.
Look at this thing, 15-11 right now, offense over defense. You guys were blowing them out for a while, A.J. What's happened here?
Obviously, the offense is hitting more dingers than we are. They're putting the ball out of the park. Obviously, I didn't show out very well in the home run derby. Only had one, but it's all about getting on base and then let my teammates hit me in. So at least I scored once.
And that's what it's all about. Now, you've been with this team for a while now. Just talk about what kind of team-building experience this is.
These types of events are awesome. Not only do they benefit a great cause, but you get everybody out of their homes. You get everybody away from the football facility. You get everybody in a different element, and you can kind of see who your teammates are and get to know everybody on a personal level, and it's great. It's an amazing turnout by the fans here today, and it's obviously it's been a great experience so far.
After several years in Carolina, now with the Saints, how's it coming along defensively in terms of learning the system?
It's coming along. It's definitely a change. Terminology always changes. I think scheme throughout the league is pretty much the same for most 4-3 defenses, but I'm working on terminology. I'm trying to get things down, and obviously it's going to take some time. There's still some calls that they might make, and I kind of search in my memory bank to know what to do. But I'm sure as we finish up this OTAs this week and minicamp next week and going into camp, I'll have that, 4 or 5 weeks before training camp starts. I'll have plenty of time to study and get ready for training camp to start.
An event like this, is this a welcome mental break for you guys?
Yes, it is. Like I said, it's the team building activity. It's nice to get out here and relax and be in this relaxed environment. And especially this time of year, there's a lot of healthy competition going on around the football facility, and to get everybody away from that is always a good thing.
You know, this team is big into charity events, obviously. This benefiting Son of a Saint as well as
yep.
Team Gleason. Just what are your thoughts about being involved in an event like this, where you're talking about Team Gleason and the mentoring program, Son of a Saint?
This is great. I mean, like I said, anytime you can get this many people to come out and support a great cause, especially with Team Gleason. I know a few weeks ago I did another golf event for Team Gleason, and just hearing that story and you know, with Steve, you've heard his story around the league. It's been on TV. Meeting with Blair Casey and him telling me a little bit more personal stories about Steve and what he's gone through and the challenges and what they're trying to do as an organization and giving back. It's something that's really special.
You know, defense is so reliant on chemistry, obviously offense too, but defense reliant on chemistry. How's that process coming along?
It's going good. Like I said earlier, healthy competition. And I think there's a really open line of communication right now as far as when I have questions, I'm not afraid to ask. And if other guys ask me questions, I'm not afraid to tell either. So that healthy communication and getting everybody on the same page is very important for growth during this time.
Saints linebacker A.J. Klein's team is down right now, 15-11. Eight errors defensively, so he's going to have to go out there and help him clean up a little bit defensively here before this night is over.